Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Situation Effect. I am your host, Noel Morales, and I'd like to talk today's topic. Usually I'm into conspiracy theories, but I'm going to talk about another conspiracy theory. I'm going to talk about the WWE versus the independent wrestling circuit and how for about 5 years, Vince McMahon handed Triple H, also known as real life name, Paul Levesque, the NXT roster. I don't think Vince McMahon expected Triple H to make it as iconic as it is. But if you notice, the NXT circuit right now really looks like more like the indies. I think that's why fans are drawn most to it. No more muscle, steroid, knuckleheads that can't wrestle. It's all about real legitimate wrestlers. Right now I'm a big fan of Keith Lee, Limitless, the Limitless one. But one of the things that I like to draw upon is the fact that WWE ended up going to Saudi Arabia for the pay-per-view, the Crown Jewel, although other businesses pulled for that. Now, I'm not going to get into politics or anything like that, but that leaves quite the black eye on the WWE. I myself ended up unsubscribing. That's my personal belief and my personal God-given right to make that free choice. But I've noticed that WWE has tried to make a lot of bookings for independent people. Recently, the news is that WWE has tried to make contact with The Cleaner, The Terminator, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion of the World, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks. I am not a personal fan of the Young Bucks, but I am a personal fan of Kenny Omega. I don't know if people know this, but actually one of the stablemates of Kenny Omega, ex-partner of Golden Lovers, Kota Ibushi, actually competed in the Cruiserweight Classic for WWE, and he was in, I think, one episode of NXT. After that, he ended up going back to New Japan Pro Wrestling. I think the independent circuit, the way it is now, especially with big-time players as Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, I think the circuit is becoming better than it's ever been. I'm personally a huge fan, even though he is he's a very, very dangerous wrestler. I'm a big fan of Sami Callihan, The Draw, member of OVE with Impact Wrestling. Also recent news is that Pentagon Jr., or is known as Lucha Underground, Pentagon Dark, Pentagon Dark was contacted by the WWE. I think Pentagon Dark or Pentagon Jr. would be a great addition to the WWE roster if they don't handcuff him and let him do his own thing. If they let him be Pentagon Jr., El Cerro Miedo, then that would be great. Especially for the fact that Pentagon Jr. has been learning English. He's not very fluent, but he knows a couple of curse words. Pentagon Jr., to me, Pentagon Jr. and Kenny Omega are the, right now, the pillars, the big, big money players for the independent circuit. Cody Rhodes, is also a big time player. Although he recently lost his NWA title to National Treasure Nick Aldis, I believe that he is still a bigger draw than Nick Aldis. Nick Aldis has been in the wrestling industry for years, and for some reason, just can't get that extra mile. If people don't know who Nick Aldis is, if you're a former TNA fan, he was known as Magnus. I mean, he's not that bad, but he's not that great either. He's no Cody Rhodes. And quite the shame, because Nick Aldis has an incredible physique. He's got all the tools to be a major player, but he just doesn't have what it takes compared to Cody Rhodes. So Cody Rhodes, in my eyes, is still a bigger draw than Nick Aldis. Even though he lost the NWA title, he still holds the IWGP US title, which that is going to give him a lot of legitimacy. And he's made quite the legacy as being the first man ever to hold the NWA and the IWGP US title. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. I personally hope that the faction known as Elite, oh, my personal opinion, Elite sucks. Stinks, I think. They should go back to the Bullet Club. But hey, whatever. What do I know? Anybody has any comments, any questions, you know, feel free to leave me a message in my Facebook. It's called The Situation Effect, or you can find me in my regular Facebook, Situation Effect. Either way, you'll find it. Same picture. I am rarely posting up my podcasts, but you can also find my YouTube channel, also called The Situation Effect. Also for WWE, if anybody wants to ask me questions about that, I'll be sure to get back to you. Also, I like to comment on Survivor Series. I think it stunk. The only match that really was... two matches were legitimate. That was Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey, great match, and Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. I think it was a great, outstanding match. Hit me up, let me know what you guys think. I'll be glad to get back to your feedback. This is The Situation Effect. And remember, the truth, if you find it, if you seek out the truth, you'll find it.